Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 13, 2023. Let's turn the world to goodness. We live in a time of war with the hope that every day will be the last day of the war. We have to strengthen the connection between us because only through our unification can we bring the Creator closer to us so that His power will protect us and bring peace to everyone. We pray for our friends at the front, for other soldiers, and for those who were captured, and we hope that everyone will quickly return home in peace, in safety, and in good health. Let us continue to study Kabbalistic articles that help us turn to the Creator and ask for His help. We must believe that everything that is happening comes only from the Creator, and He does everything in the most optimal way to bring us closer to Him. And if it seems to us that the Creator's influence is not very good, then we are not ready for a different path. We have the only way to connect with each other and contact the Creator on the conditions that He now provides us. Let's ask the Creator to help us adhere to Him as quickly as possible so that we all feel the power of the upper governance over us and over the whole world, and so we will understand that there is none else besides Him who is good and does good. Only because He wishes for our good does He perform such actions on us. And if we unite even more, we will feel that the Creator is close and is leading us on the path of correction. Behind every friend stands the Creator, the single upper force, beside which there is nothing. This force controls us and the whole world in general, including our haters and enemies. Therefore, we need to understand the influence of the Creator and do everything so that His attitude toward us changes to goodness. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 10, 2023. Growing stronger in there is none else besides Him. In times of severe trials. Question: all of us from Kyiv, first of all, want to express our love, affection, concern, and support to the entire Israeli Kli. We now know what war is and what you are going through. How can we learn to be calm, but at the same time desperately ask the Creator for peace and for this correction? How can we look at this sensibly? Can you teach us? Answer: I do not think I can convey my feelings to you and teach you. But gradually it will come. This will come to the extent that you feel that everything is in the hands of the Creator. Question: in the hour of such trials that are now unfolding in Israel, can we Kabbalists allow ourselves to connect with the natural spontaneous hatred that is being revealed? How can we use good forces correctly to prevent explosions of evil forces? Answer: we do not need to hate anyone, we only need to love our friends and try to come closer to the Creator through this love. That is all. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 7, 2023. Current events in Israel. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, the significance of Israel's unity today and throughout history. Following one of the most tragic attacks on the people of Israel, who is no stranger to hostilities, today millions of Israelis are showering their soldiers with supplies, gifts and support. People from all walks of life give of themselves, not asking who will receive their help. At times of crisis, personal beliefs and goals are replaced by an outpouring of kindness and the spirit of unity that brings people together. The people of Israel now feel a wave of that unifying spirit. Their hearts expand to help and encourage each other. They share a mutual anger about the cruelty they just bore. Stories and scenes of heroism inspire, while those of bloodshed and anguish sadden. This swell of emotions has melted the icy barriers dividing them before the tragic events on October 7, 2023, and they are now opening their hearts to each other. While a unified spirit awakens in the people of Israel, it is important to plan for the future, using common sense and learning from history. Why? It is because if animosity again becomes routine, it will freeze over today's warmth. The present and future of this nation depends on today's promises. First, We need to gain a better understanding of the central role of unity in our lives. Unity should not only be from the heart but also from a place of wisdom. Otherwise, if in the next moment resentment, anger or guilt surface in our hearts, our unity shatters. We see such an example in the very founding of the people of Israel around 4,000 years ago. It was a period marked by self-aimed desires in humanity growing and driving people apart. Everyone saw others as threats to their own wishes. But Abraham stopped and asked why. He deeply observed the world and how our desires operate on us in a constant self-serving direction, and discovered a single sublime force dwelling in nature behind and beyond our fragmented selfish desires. Using this force, he worked out how to direct our desires in a completely opposite direction, giving. He found that reaching an optimal harmonious life requires striving to emulate and to acquire a giving intention above inborn self-aimed desires, even though it goes against natural human instincts. Those who felt affinity for Abraham's teaching joined him. These were people from all around ancient Babylon who formed a society based on the idea of exercising and attaining the ability to give, love and positively connect above their innate divisive drives. Accordingly, they discovered the most fundamental law of nature that exists when people connect in mutual giving to each other. That law became known as love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, we are born as self-centered beings who aim to benefit ourselves at every moment, and we have the ability to reach the opposite, to love and care for others as we do to ourselves. By doing so, we enter into balance with nature's most fundamental law, the key to a complete sense of peace, harmony and happiness. Under Moses' leadership, this society became a nation at Mount Sinai. They made a lifelong pact of mutual support, a pact that continues to rescue and strengthen the people of Israel in times of need, just like today. Since that time, we have faced many challenges. We have gone from strong unity to deep discord, and back again. But every time, the pact, the promise to stand together, lifted us up. There was a time during the Second Temple when our disagreements were so fierce that we broke apart. The pact shattered and has never been the same, and leading up to the tragic events on October 7, there were again high tensions among the people of Israel. Moving forward, our hopes rest on uniting above division. I hope that we become aware of our need to unite, and also that it is beyond our own nature to unite, but that we need to awaken the ability to unite from the more fundamental and all-encompassing nature above our own. If our unity is detached from the unifying force in nature, then we would be just a group of people with a few manners and morals, trying to hide our brewing divisiveness within. Unfortunately, we see how the latter approach continually explodes in our faces. I thus hope that the unifying spirit now filling the people of Israel will stay with us, and that we will not let the next dissenting upshot in our thoughts sweep it aside. Instead, I hope we make a promise to stay united, adding the wisdom of unity to our emotions of unity, and request the strength for such unity to flourish and spread not just among the people of Israel, but among humanity. Do you need to repent or rejoice on the Day of Atonement? Comment: the Day of Atonement is coming, Yom Kippur. I would like to talk about it precisely this year when we see what is happening in the world. My response: I think the world should already at least feel the need for this. Question: so is the Day of Atonement in some way special this year? It is considered one of the most important holidays in Judaism when people read prayers of repentance, ask for forgiveness, and generally prepare for the fact that the inscription will be made in the Book of Life. As I understand, you are now going to say that this is so for the world too, right? Answer: for everyone. Comment: this holiday is always perceived with some awe. At least here in Israel everything stops. There is silence, and both believers and non-believers, everyone is somehow afraid, and even trembling before this day. Tell us a little about this holiday. My response: Actually, it is hard to call it a holiday, because a holiday is something fun, light, and bright. I think this is actually Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, when we can really rejoice that we are able to redeem ourselves. Question: so, is there still joy? Answer: yes, this is a day of joy. But then, I do not know how people actually celebrate this day. It seems to me that they should, of course, be aware. It is said that a person should think about the way he lived this year, the way he tried to be kind, to do good, to be a conduit of the good Creator in the world. Question: is this what a person should think about on this holiday? Answer: he should, yes. I think that ordinary people, in principle, are not so immersed in evil, and therefore there is nothing to fear for the Day of Atonement. What can they be judged for? Evil was born before a person: evil, envy, and other negative properties. So a person is just human. What else can be said about him? Question: what is this holiday for? Answer: I think that this holiday is most likely for a person to think about why he was created this way. How he would like to correct himself a little. Although creation is the creation of the Creator, let us assume that a person has the opportunity to correct himself a little. How would he do it? In which way? Question: is his intention one way or another for good, for warmth, and for love? Answer: yes. Question: then why does he ask for forgiveness? There are many prayers, called Slikot. He says, I am sorry. I am sorry. All the time I am sorry. What is there to forgive if he was created this way? Answer: I am sorry that you made me so nasty, mean, insignificant, harmful, bringing only evil and misfortune to everyone. I ask you very much to help me straighten up, improve, and be at least a little better. Question: are the aspirations of a person not to ruin another, but on the contrary, to become better? Answer: I think that if a person seriously thought about everything that happens to him, how he was created, and what he could be at all, then he would ask for correction of what the Creator created in him. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 18, 2023. Is it possible to justify the actions of the Creator? Question: we study that the Creator is good and does good. But we see a lot of evil in the world: wars, murders, and crimes. How can we see this as a manifestation of the good Creator? Sometimes it seems impossible. Answer: we cannot understand this yet. To do this, we need to rise a little above our world, and then we will see in a perspective from the beginning to the end of creation what it should go through. Only to this extent will we be able to justify the Creator. Otherwise, in our eyes and in our properties, there is nothing more terrible than the Creator. Everything that happens in the world comes from Him. Therefore, evil is a manifestation of His governance. We must see ourselves as the chosen ones in order to change this governance from evil to good. Therefore it is said, I have created the evil inclination and gave the Torah to correct it. The Torah is the upper light that we must attract upon ourselves, and to this extent we will begin to feel how our world turns into good. This is all entrusted to us. Let's try to do it. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 1: the work is mainly in the heart. Opening the heart without words. Question: I look at some friends who seem to conceal themselves, they never open up. Why do you always say, do not think about me, think about the Creator? Where and what is the strength here? Answer: when I came to Rabash, I saw 6 or 7 old men sitting and studying different books. I did not understand these texts yet and actually did not know how to read them. It was very difficult. I knew nothing, did not understand, and did not see what the relationship between them was. They hardly spoke to each other, only when reading books did they sometimes exchange 1 or 2 words. But gradually, their language became clear to me, and I saw why they behaved this way, so as not to interfere with the general reading. I realized that they think about each other and help each other. Nothing was visible from the outside. This is the work in the heart. Kabbalists even encourage us to hide what is in our hearts. The opening of the heart occurs from within, in desires. But there was nothing there in words. If I were judging by their words, I would generally think that some old people were sitting there who have nothing to do, and they are just getting together and reading. What else should they do at the age of 70? But I do not think you will have to wait until you are 70. You will reveal your feelings to your friends earlier, and they will reveal them to you. Without words. From the second part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 2: Connecting as One Man with One Heart. Strengthen the tens. Question: Egoism separates and splits everything, and the Creator glues everything together and makes it one. How, nevertheless, can we not divide the tens and even friends in the ten into individual people, but see the entire network of connections both inside the ten, inside the world Kli, and inside the entire world? Answer: During the convention, the unity of all our friends is possible. It does not matter at all where we live and what languages we speak. This is a convention, kenos, from the word hit concert, assembly, mutual connection. But if we are talking about a spiritual structure, then it is united in tens, and we should not break tens, but on the contrary, strengthen them. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 29, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Make room for the Creator. Question: What does it mean to make room for the Creator in our connection? Answer: It means that by uniting together we want the Creator to fit into our common desire, which we make up from our private desires. When the ten completely unites and we want to be filled with the light of the Creator, then the light of Yehidah that can fill our ten will mean the appearance of the Creator. If we are united, nothing will interfere with the light. Question: What determines how much and with what quality light will enter the Kli? Answer: It depends on our feelings, desires, how much we have mutual rejections, and how much we rise above them and still want to be together. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 28, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Constant connection. Question: I was offended by my ten and the Creator. I flew to the convention from another country and six friends from my ten who live in Israel did not come to the group meeting. How else can I ask the Creator for closer connection with my friends? Answer: Be connected with them all the time, correspond, talk. You have to establish a connection and be in constant contact with them. We need to understand that day by day the Creator raises egoistic desires in us more and more, and it will be more and more difficult for us to connect with each other. Thus, we must ensure that the connection between us is stronger and constant. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 29, 2023. Of preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. The path to a bright world. Question: I have a feeling that I am just a black dot in which there is nothing white. How can I accept and not condemn this state of slavery? Answer: Each of us is a black dot, and this is our initial egoistic state. We have to invert ourselves and become a white dot against the background of a black world. And then many more white dots will be added to us, and the world will become bright. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 1: The work is mainly in the here,